Hello, everybody, and welcome to Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. Dave Spadaro and Bo Wolf back from New England here at the NovaCare Complex. It's good to be home.
Great to be back in Philadelphia, Dave.
Indeed, and we are at the halfway point of this preseason for the Philadelphia Eagles, and Eagles 0-2 after the loss in New England. Good news on the health front. Got a lot to get to on the show today, including a visit by a young running back, Bo, who made the most of his opportunities on Friday.
Absolutely. Henry Josey, very impressive, especially in that third quarter against the Patriots. He's making a push, I think, just to be at least considered for a roster spot. As they say, the best ability is availability.
That's indeed correct. We will talk about that in just a bit. First, let's get you caught up on everything that happened on this Sunday in Philadelphia. Chris McPherson gets us caught up out on the field.
Thanks, Dave and Bo, and it's great to have the both of you back here in Philadelphia. Head coach Chip Kelly addressed the injury situation. It looks like the team dodged a major bullet when it came to wide receiver Josh Huff, who left Friday night's game with a shoulder injury. He also detailed the progress of rookie linebacker Marcus Smith II, who played 81 snaps combined on defense and special teams. And lastly, Kelly also addressed the quarterback situation. How confident does he feel about it overall going into the regular season?
And then Marcus got a real extended look. I think he played 70 snaps both between special teams and defense. And, he's got a burst. He's got some speed coming off the edge. But if you're going to play that many plays, we're going to need more production out of you. So still working at it. Still got a lot of things to improve on. But I know we're really happy about him. I feel very, very confident in our quarterback situation. Probably better than a lot of teams in this league going into it, because I think we've got two guys right now that have actually played in games, and that's, I think, Mark's got 68 games under his resume and is playing at a really high level right now. Obviously, Nick coming off an outstanding season last year, so we feel real confident. But I'm also a big guy that you better have two quarterbacks in this league. So, I think unless something blows you out of the water, we're real confident with Mark coming starting the game for the Eagles.
Due to injuries at the wide receiver position, quarterback Nick Foles has not had a lot of time to work with Riley Cooper, Jerry Macklin, and Jordan Matthews all on the field at the same time. Is that a concern? Foles explains why it is not.
I mean, I've been watching those. With Coop, he's been out. Macklin, I've been able to get some rest with Mac. And then Matthews in practice, I've been able to get some rest with. Combined, I could tell you if they've all been on the field at the same time with me, but it's one of those things where when I'm not in, I'm watching them, I'm watching their routes, I'm talking to them, and I'm able to see film on them. So I get a feel for them, and I know their personalities, how they like the ball. So if they go out there and play together, I'll feel comfortable. I trust each and every one of those guys.
I can't believe that it's only 4 days until the preseason home opener against the Steelers. Well, that's going to do it here from the practice field of the NovaCare Complex. Let's send it back to Dave and Bo in the studio.
Well, Dave, we talked about it a little bit before. One of the impressive undrafted rookies on this team so far, running back Henry Josey. You had a chance to talk to him.
Yeah, Henry Josey's story is one that a lot of Eagles fans already know. At Missouri, a tremendous career interrupted by a massive knee injury. The left knee is just a gruesome sight, but he's overcome that. He's in the NFL. He's trying to make this Eagles 53-man roster. And when we return to Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity, we sit down with running back Henry Josey.
When you get away from smartphones and video games and tablets, it's amazing what you can really plug into. This season, shop the brands you love, plus thousands of items on sale now. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Sweat. It says I was here. I worked here. It says I only have so much to give before I have to take. What I lose, I want to get back. Sweat says, I earned this. Gatorade, created to help replace what you sweat out.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to our studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Dave Spadaro, joined by a young man to my left who did the right things on Friday night and did what you have to do to make it in the NFL. Running back Henry Josey getting an opportunity to play against the Patriots and went out and got 8 carries, 56 yards, a catch and run down the sideline for a sweet touchdown, and he's here to talk about it with us. Henry, congratulations on a great performance on Friday. What did it mean to you to get all those chances?
It was a blessing, first of all, just to be able to have that opportunity to be out there on the field and then also just be able to capture another moment in your life. It's been my dream to play in the NFL forever, and then just having all those things happen at once, running the ball well, being able to catch out the backfield and just show these coaches that like, you're able to be able to play from this league. That's the main thing I wanted to do, and then the opportunity came, and like I had to go for it.
Did you feel a big difference just kind of as the game slowed down from Chicago to New England?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I had Darren Sproles and Shady doing a great job of just pushing me throughout the whole week, and just following those guys, it just was making me so much better, and just having two great leaders like that to be able to follow throughout each week, I just feel like the only thing you can do is get better and then go out there and perform.
You said in the locker room after the game that you, when reporters were asking you about the touchdown, that you really couldn't, at that moment, describe how you got into the end zone. You've seen the film on it. How did it look? Because it was a spectacular run.
I had a great block out there by Mulk. We set him up pretty well, and then he ended up going to the next level and getting another block. And I ended up slipping right under a guy and just being able to not even be touched pretty much and then dive in the end zone. So that was just, like, it was a great play. I mean, at the end of it, I was excited. It was like wow, like that really just happened. And, I don't know the feeling I had just after it, but, I mean, I was just excited about the whole thing.
I remember watching you, and you got up and you kind of tried to, you know, show that you had been there before and that you will be there many times again, and then somebody made sure to give you the football. And you had that baby the whole way through the rest of the night, did you? Where is it right now?
It's back in the locker room. I think that was Casey who kept asking. Like, I was just so, like, in the moment, and I was just trying to stay focused, and I was like, forget the ball. And then he's like, hey, Henry, you want the ball? I was like, oh, yeah. And I finally took it. So, I mean, I thank him for that, too. And then he did a great job of blocking, too, also that night.
How big a difference is college football to the NFL?
I would say just the focus you have to come in and day out and be able to take care of your body. That's the biggest thing, is taking care of your body at this level. And then also being able to perform at that high level every time you go out there on the field. So you got to make sure that you stay focused and stay like it. Just focus on that you have a job. I mean, that's the main thing, you have a job.
Is there any doubt in your mind that from a physical standpoint that you can play in this league and play well?
Oh, definitely. I feel like I definitely can play in this league. I mean, the main thing that I have to do is just take care of my body. And these older guys we have here, they show us so many ways, and they tell us what we have to do. So just having those, like I said, I have two great leaders, and I just follow those guys. And, like, they get in the cold tub, I'm going to get in the cold tub with them. So, I mean, it's just good to have those type of leaders, and then I just keep following them. Like, I'll be able to keep going.
You talk about your body, Henry, and, everybody knows the story. Great career at Missouri. A knee injury that was just described as horrific. Can we take a look at your knee and walk us through the roadmap of an injury? First of all, what happened on the play?
I was just a basic outside zone. I was running. I went back and looked at it on video with my doctors, and when I had planned to cut the first time, my ACL had torn. I didn't know. I kept running to go out of bounds, and I was like, just gonna go out of bounds. The guy like barely pulls me from the back by my jersey. I end up sitting down on my knee, and like my kneecap's on the inside of my knee, so it was terrible.
And you are now fully recovered, running just as well as you've ever taken, and I'm sure not eating McDonald's anymore, because that's not part of the program here.
I haven't ate McDonald's in years now.
but the knee's all great,
I'm
you're
good.
Feeling great?
I feel great. I don't walk with a limp like everyone said I would. I can run, I can cut. I've done everything that like everyone said I couldn't do, so I'm pretty happy with it. I'm pretty proud, and I really thank just everyone who's helped me throughout it.
Well, you're doing a great job, Henry. You get back to practice. It's business as usual, right? I mean, there's no celebrating from Friday night any longer.
No, I don't celebrate anyway.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's another preseason game on Thursday. There's a roster spot to be won, and I know you don't think about that, but you're doing a great job and can keep up the great work.
Thank you. Appreciate
Henry Josey, we thank you very much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
What's real and what's not about Bud Light's Town Whatever USA? Let's clarify. Not real. Real. Probably not real.
No, I have questions.
You and a friend experiencing 3 days of full-on whateverness?
Real.
A Bud Light tourism team looking for people in bars across America? Real. Me? Feeling real. Creds? Real enough.
I went to law school.
Bud Light is creating a town this summer, and you could go. Find out more at upforwhatever.com.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Eagles fans, enter to win 2014 season tickets, courtesy of Comcast Sportsnet. Visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com/CSN Philly weekly for your chance to get lower level seats to every home game this season. Dave Spadaro, Bo Wolf, it's Inside Training Camp presented by Xfinity. Time now to answer your questions. It's time for 2-Minute Tweets.
Bob. All right, our first one comes from Kevin. He wants to know, what's the biggest upside you see to the Philly offense after just 2 preseason games?
One word, versatility. The improvement of Zach Ertz at the tight end position, the addition of Jordan Matthews at that slot position, and I do expect him to start pretty soon here, certainly by the start of the season with Jacksonville coming to town, and then Darren Sproles and what he brings to the offense. I see a lot of options for Nick Foles.
The only other thing I would add is a healthy Jeremy Macklin. I think a lot of weapons for this offense. Nick Foles is going to have plenty of options to choose from. All right, at John LeGolter, that's his name. He's got a different handle. He wants to know, what's the situation with cornerbacks? Hamstring injuries and penalties, are they going to be fixed by season start?
Yeah, I think it's not going to be that much of a problem here. Kerry Williams expected to be on the field on Thursday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Nolan Carroll, a groin injury, making good progress. Brandon Boykin cramped up in New England, so no worries there. And then, listen, I think every defensive back in this NFL right now, Bo, is wondering how they're going to adjust their game to the rules that are being emphasized, illegal contact after 5 yards.
And that was the talk of the locker room after the game against the Patriots, just how tightly these refs are calling it, whether they're going to carry it over into the regular season. And Brandon Boykin said, we're going to have to change the way we practice. We're going to have to change our techniques to adjust to the rules. All right, Rich Porter wants to know, after Henry Josey's performance, do you think he can make the roster? Apparently, Rich Porter got a copy of the rundown on today's show.
Indeed. Well, Rich Porter, here's the answer. Maybe. If he continues to play as he's played, he's certainly got a chance. And with the situation with Chris Polk, who's missed the last 3 weeks here, he's not been able to get on the field, not on the field on Sunday, certainly a question mark for Thursday's game against the Steelers. Could the Eagles play Polk just one game and have him on the 53-man roster? That fourth running back position, and I do think they will keep a fourth running back at this point, seems to be open for competition.
And we say this all the time, but for those spots at the bottom of the roster, special teams, very important for those guys. All right, today's player in focus, Earl Wolf, competing for a starting safety position. Melissa R. Kelly tells us if Earl Wolf can take that step in the name of love to becoming a starter.
After a promising rookie year, safety Earl Wolf is looking to continue where he left off after the 2013 season. Despite battling a knee injury, he still put up solid numbers for a first-year player. He played in 11 games with 6 starts. He had 50 tackles, 1 interception, and 6 pass deflections. Cornerback Brandon Boykin has seen the growth in Wolf's game since last year.
He's looking solid. He's looking really good. You know, all of us as DBs, you know, I felt like made a lot of improvements during OTAs. You know, that was the time where we changed our techniques and correct things that hurt us last year. So now is the time that, you know, we feel comfortable and we're trying to do those things. So he looks good.
According to Wolf, the biggest change in his play has come from his preparation away from the field.
I feel like, you know, like I said, every day we watch film, I write my corrections down and I work on it the next day. And I feel like that's what's really getting me better. And basically, you know, when I came back, they told me to be ready for, basically be ready to compete. I feel like I came back ready to compete. I feel like, you know, I'm out here making calls, running around, flying around. Last year around this time, I was still trying to figure out what exactly our coverages was. You know, I was still kind of second guessing myself, you know, but I've been, you know, I'm real comfortable, you know, because, you know, now that I know everything like the back of my hand, I can go ahead and call and get ready to play, you know, which allows me to be a lot more comfortable back there.
This Thursday, the Eagles will return to Lincoln Financial Field for the first time in the 2014 season to face the Pittsburgh Steelers. You can catch the game locally at 7:30 p.m. on 6ABC. That's all for Player in Focus. Now back to you guys in the studio.
Well, thank you very much, Melissa. Speaking of the safety position, a very special one returned to the NovaCare Complex on Sunday. His number is retired, and that's number 20 up on the wall, but he's number one in our hearts, Brian Dawkins, visiting Eagles practice. We had a chance to speak with him after practice, and one of the subjects we talked about, the Eagles defense in year two under coordinator Bill Davis.
Defensively, I think that towards the second half of the season, you saw them begin to play a lot better. They understood the defense a little better. The mistakes weren't as plentiful as they were early in the season, and they began to get turnovers. So a second year in a system usually is when you can really get, I guess, a real good feel and sense of what this team is going to do, because now I know what I'm supposed to do.
We'll have that entire B-Doc interview for you on Monday's Inside Training Camp. Don't miss it, Brian Dawkins. Always interesting to listen to.
No question about it. The Wolverine. Yeah, bring him in every day.
Don't you miss him?
I do.
I wonder how would Brian Dawkins adjust to the way the referees are calling the game today?
That's a wonderful question.
Well, the great ones always adjust, and we'll find out what he says tomorrow when we air that interview. We thank you for joining us here today on Inside Training Camp, presented by Xfinity. He's Bo Wolf. I'm Dave Spadaro. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.